anymore.
Which obviously he needs to thank, and he has to. Has to be very grateful for a long time. And the question is, what can you do with it? Is there anything that you can suggest that he does? He got from a Goyisha company, and the wine is coming from a Goyisha company, right? So again, let's say the shadow very, very quickly. A friend of mine is working for a Goyisha company, and the Goyisha company gives him a present, a very expensive present. And he's very excited, he opens up the present, and there's 5 bottles of Goyisha wine, which each bottle of wine is worth £200, totaling £1,000. He has to be makatov to them. Look, they paid them £1,000. The question is, what should he do with these 5 bottles of wine? So, says the Shulchan Aruch, Stam Yeinom, let's get it clear. A Yayin, Goyisha wine, which they poured, a Goy poured in the Shem Avodah Zarah, there's nothing to talk about. Everyone holds it's Osa Bano, Osa, everything. When you have Stam Yeinom, where a Goy didn't necessarily do the Avodah Zarah, they just made normal wine, and you go and buy Stam Yeinom, that, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's also Osa Bano. Look at Kuf Chaf Gimel, you're there. Stam Yeinom, Osa Bano. Very simple Sif in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Chaf Gimel. The Ramah is the one that we know of, that comes along and says, Bizman Azeh, that's not so shchiach that people are going to come to do Avodah Zarah, so Yesh Oimrim, it's okay to have Hano, obviously you can't drink it, but to have Hano, Eina Osa, Bahano, Rak Bishtia. So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can't benefit from the wine. According to the Ramah, you can. So the question to this person was, do you mind me asking, are you a Sephardi or are you Ashkenazi? So he says he's a Sephardi. Okay, so really, Moshtet and Shulchan Aruch, he would have to take the full 5 bottles of wine, open them all up, and pour them down the sink. Garnish, what can you do with it? Nothing. So the Shaila is, can you give it to his friend who's an Ashkenazi? Right, because if it would be an Ashkenaz person, then he himself could benefit from it. He can, but he can sell it. But for the Sephardi, for the person who follows the Mechaba, then there's no way, I guess it's an opportunity.
Leave it
outside his house. You've got to make sure no one that you know takes it, because otherwise you'll benefit. That's what Shulchan Aruch speaks about. Giving it to right. you can't garnish. There's nothing you can do about it. The best thing this person can do is pour it down the sink or garnish. There's nothing you can do. You make sure that you're not going to have any tevas hanah from it, but you can't really. Not so posh.
Listen,
this is one of the times where the Shulchan Aruch is more Mahmud than the Ramah. Come out all the times, this is, you know, it's really their price they have to pay for having shawls in the 9 days, right? When it comes to lots of kulas in the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch is very makel about lots of things. But when it comes to this Indian Yai Nesach, then the Shulchan Aruch took a chumadiga stance, and if you look at the Sfadish Apoiskim, they're also machmir b'di eved, that you can't benefit from hanor, from wine. This person this morning received 5 bottles of wine. The best thing, the correct thing for him to do is to either convert to Ashkenaz, or if he doesn't plan on doing that, then he can always pour it down the sink, and that would be, the Marana Bet Yosef will be very proud of him, and he'll get a lot of schach for that. That's one Shaila. And let's go straight into Hilchos Purim, otherwise we'll get stuck. So, yesterday we mentioned the Nekuda of where a person will have 2 options this year. If he's stuck at home, then we said that the best way forward is to buy or borrow a Megillah, as much as possible to have a Megillah, and then listen to a recording of the Megillah Sester, and you can make a broch on it. That's Yoytza Lechatchila. Now, if a person's stuck and he's got no other option, so now, it's better than nothing. There might be episode according to Ashita that you might be yoked by listening it live. So the episode might be a mailer in listening it live, but by no way can you say that you're yoked lachatchila. There's no way. All the poskim say that it doesn't help. In fact, if a person listens to Megillah via Zoom, obviously not being able to make a bracha, and then later he has the Gelegenheit, he's got the opportunity, someone's there, local, hours later in the afternoon, 5 o'clock, someone's there, possibly even after Shkia, someone's there, and he's able to learn for you, that's obviously a way forward to listen to the Megillah, because via Zoom is like, Kamar Zeichel Adama, we read out Shlem Zamud Oibach's Loshen that says on He was very bothered about to say that a person could be yotze other than just from mouth to mouth. Very hard to be mitzi anyone else otherwise. So again, you will see in the advertised, you know, in the cases of emergency, you can listen to Zoom. So again, you have to know what that means. It means Zoom is one of the shitters who's saying that it's okay, but the mainstream person will say you're not. And therefore, even if a person was stuck and he had to listen to Zoom, if later on in the day he was able to find someone that can come round, even in to make sure, you know, to pay someone or something, that would also be a way forward to try and be to the mitzvah of listening to the Megillah. Next one. Right, are we ready? Let me ask you something discussed if someone comes late, what he should do. If someone comes late, he's able to say the brachas himself and start the Megillah himself and catch up with the Baal Koreah. That's not a problem. There was a Maisa Shahoya, I think about 2 years ago, that when it came to the end of the Megillah, there's a pasuk that you say that the Baal Koreah said, Osoy Oisoy. Right? You're supposed to say, Osoy Oisoy, right? That they're supposed to do the Mikra Megillah, Yoimarba, Osa, right? Osoy Oisoy. And he said, Osa Oisoy. The Baal Koreah mistakenly, instead of saying Osoy that they should do, he said, Osa, they did. Right? Just a regular mistake. After the laning, they got together, the Rav and the Baal Koreah, and Taka the Baal Koreah realized the way he's been practicing is Taka Osa. He said, Osa, like the Rav said, how do you read this word? He said, Osa. And I realized, yeah, Taka said, Osa. And I never realized it's Osoi. Osoi, Oisoi, right? You're supposed to do it. The Megillah is saying that you should do this is what you should do in the future, not Osa. So the Maisa is, what's the way forward? What would you suggest? It's already finished davening. Some people are already left. What would you say in such a case? Would the people which know that there was a mistake in the Megillah, that it was read wrong, what would you say? Would you say they have to listen to it again? Would they have to make a bracha again? What would you suggest someone in that minion to do? There's only about two prokim to the end or something, a few psukim, let's say 30 psukim to the end. What would you suggest he does? Really, what they could do is just take out a chumash and just read from that pasuk till the end.
Even though they spoke,
because we know that the Megillah could be read b'sirugin b'etzem. So therefore, even if there's a hafsik, you can just carry on. Yeah. Now, as long as the mistake was after the halfway line, because then from then you're going to have a real Megillah. But really, if someone was unsure about a certain pasuk towards the end, the second half, no problem. Just take out a chumash and read it, just like Shnai Mikra, and that's how you yotze the mitzvah Mikra Megillah. I also remember there was a case where a lady, like I think by the Perik Yud, literally the like a few psukim towards the end, she had to go. She was throwing up. She felt sick. She had to go out, and then she came home and she said to her husband, "By the way, I lost the last few psukim. No problem. Just take out a chumash and just read the last bit. There's no issue with that." But so that's been a gear to come. But you should know. Let's say there were people that were in the minyan. And there is no way of tracking them. And well, let's say you know that a mistake was made, but you didn't bother doing it again. What's the halacha if such a mistake happened? Instead of saying osoi, it was said osso. You should know the Shulchan Aruch actually holds that even if the person made a mistake, there's a halacha in Hilchos Megillah that we don't really care so much about the diktuk. Because it's only a letter, so letters you can make a mistake. It's not like you don't read the letter with a diktuk. So the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is it's not mamish ma'akuf. So even if a person says the wrong word, osso instead of osoi, he's still yotza. Now the Ramah brings up an opinion that's choylok, and therefore the Bi'alocha says obviously you have to be yotza this opinion and make sure that you say it again, make sure that you're doing it correctly. But again, but the Eved, if a person didn't, there's always a shitta of the Shulchan Aruch that says it's actually a sifan Shulchan Aruch, you won't believe. We all think that we all know, and it's correct, the Chatchila, that every word is ma'akuf. Even the Shulchan Aruch agrees with that. He just says that if you say it, but say it a bit wrong, he says it's fine because it's read like a letter. It's a chiddush. Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch. The Mefurish is even Shulchan Aruch. In Tof Reish Sadi, is Sif Yodalit, he says that Emidat Kimmo, he said there's no real issue. Next one. At the end of the Megillah, there is a bracha that we say. And it's important to know that bracha is very connected to the Megillah. And if a person speaks before hearing the Megillah, before hearing the bracha, according to the Torah, it's nothing. The bracha is gone. It doesn't help. That's why it's very important to keep quiet till the end of the bracha. It's important to keep quiet till the end of davening. But if a person has to say something, then at least wait till after the bracha, because if a person speaks before the bracha, it's a shod, he's lost the bracha. It's gedai. Again, this bracha is only said b'tzibul. When you do it b'yechidus, if you say b'yechidus, then the bracha should be said without Hashem Malchus. It can't be said, this bracha of Haravis Rivenu. The halacha says that's okay. Some people don't say it altogether, but you could say it without Hashem Malchus. Some hold you do say b'yechidus. Therefore, at least you can't make a bracha on it. So, but this bracha, that has to make sure there's no talking after the Megillah. And there, here comes something that we say. Asheheni. After Asheheni, we say Azan Nusach Sheshanes Yaakov Tzalav Samecha, the whole Nusach. And for a lot of us, you know, we've just sat there listening to 3/4 of an hour of the Megillah and 1/2 an hour of banging homons. And by this time, we're already making our way out. And it's important to know that the Nusach of Sheshanes Yaakov isn't some like a pismon that, like the rest of the pismonim that we find in the Siddurim during Yotzeris or anything like that, which is only written by a Rishon, but the Takon is not so stark. The saying of the Nusach of Sheshanes Yaakov is very high up. It comes from a Gemara. It's a Mufurash Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that Tzorech Lema, Sheshanes Yaakov, the Nusach, or Rehoman, that Nusach is very high up on the agenda. It's actually Mufurash Sifan Shulchan Aruch, Tzorech Lema, the whole Nusach of the end of Hashaheni, Shulchan Aruch says that Nusach of Sheshanes Yaakov, that whole Nusach is very important to say. Again, it's just good to know. In the morning. Yeah, in the morning we would still say Shoshana, that Nusach. No, we don't say that. I wonder. The Shulchan Aruch state that you should say it. So Choshev Halacha to know. Okay, it comes to Leil Purim, and there's an interesting minig that the Ramah brings. Is there a Chelik Vav handy? Is there a Chelik Vav Mishabura just handy? Sorry to trouble you. I'll just tell you why. Because there's an interesting Ramah. That the Ramah says, when it comes to Leil Purim, so number one is there's an Indian to have a bit of a su'udah, to prepare a little bit of a su'udah. It doesn't matter if not, so it's okay, that's okay, so it's fine, we'll move on to Shkoch. So the Ramah says, there's another minig that is kadai to do. The Ramah says, right, and that is to eat zer'oinim. There's yesh oinim, that there's a mitzvah, there's an Indian to eat zer'oinim. What are zer'oinim? So oinim are like seeds, nuts, those, right? What's this? Hamantashen. Okay, well, shkoch, right? The Ramah, if you look at the Ramah says, shkoch. Here, if you look at the Ramah, he tells you, it's a very interesting minik. I don't know how many people are Makai, mate. Yesh oinim, sheyesh lechol machol zir oinim, bepurim, zecha le zir oinim sheochal Daniel. It's a zecha for the zir oinim that Daniel v'chavir of Bebovel, they ate. The Mishnah Berurah says, when is the minig? Balayla harishayna. It comes Leil Purim, Thursday night. If you want to Makayim a Ramah, again, we all Makayim, we have a bit of a Suda, so we'll Makayim that Ramah. But there's another Ramah, one other Ramah to do Leil Purim, is to eat seeds, these sorts of things. What's a practical thing for Zeronim? Zeronim, right? All these Pitzochim or something like that, or either, I guess, even nuts, anything like that. Humatash is a different minig, because it comes from the triangle shape is from the it could be the shumshumin. Yeah, the shumshumin come from that. People put shumshumin in. But what's the reason why we have seeds? Some people will makam to make sure to have zeroinim. What's the reason? Because a zecha for Daniel. What was the story there? It's a mashal zegazach that the king, he wanted to have strong servants. In Daniel state, the first perek. And he chose a few Yiddish children, and he told his officer, make sure to feed these children. Do you know who they were, these children? Hanania, Mishael, and Azariah. Right? And Daniel, these four. And he told the officer, please feed them with basar and make them strong and healthy. I want them to be giborim, because I want them to serve me after a few years. Anyway, obviously he was giving them treifas. So Daniel poked up and he told the officer, by the way, I've got a plan. You're giving us loads of treifas and avedis and treifas. We don't want to eat that. Mishael, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. We don't want to eat this, right? So let's have seeds or nuts instead, and we'll live off that. Instead of giving us the avedis treifas, let's have that. And he said, but I'm very scared of the king. If the king is going to see that you're not going to be a gibbo, yeah. So then he's going to knock off my head. That's what he said. So Daniel said, listen, let's give it a try. Give us a few days and see how we look after these days. And the Maisa, they all ate nuts and zeronium and seeds for a number of days. Can't remember, maybe it's about 10 days. And he went back to the officer, and the officer was happy with that. He said, you look okay, I can take the plates, and now you're saved from having the Velus Atreides. And that's because of that, Daniel arranged that Hanani Meshav Azariah and Daniel himself was zeicha not to have Nevelis Atreifas. And because of that, the Ramah tells you on Leil Purim that there's Yesh Oimrim, Sheyesh Lechol, Machol, Zeroinim, Bepurim, zeicha le Zeroinim, Sheochal Daniel. What Sheikhas has he got to it? Not Sheikhas. The Levush writes over here, he says because Hasoch, the Gemara says Hasoch, Zo Daniel. So because Hasoch had a role to play in the Megillah, which led to the Yeshua, therefore, we want to make a remembrance to what Daniel, he is a chevreman, where he arranged to avoid eating the Velus Atreides. Mela, there's an Indian to eat, Zeroinim Alel Purim. The Mishnah also adds, because also state Benegir to Esther, Esther also had a similar story, that when she was there in the palace, when Achashverosh was choosing a queen, then state by Shaneha, there's Nareseh on the Toiv, right? So Rashi says, Shino Esau, that they gave her different foods. Instead of giving her the various atreifas, they gave her zeroinim, a similar story. So Mishnah Berurah says that's another reason why you should have these sorts of the nuts or seeds on Leil Purim. So it's just kishmak to know that is an Indian Mishnah Ramah. Next one, we have to move on. We've got over here, and then is it interesting, it's just good to know that between the Megillahs, listen to the Chiddush of the Chasam Sefer. The Chasam Sefer writes, Kibalti me Rebbe Harav Remendela. Remendela? Yeah, that's what he's makabel. Shahiyah Rav Abis Hamedrash Frankfurt. Shekibel, that this Remendela was makabel, mehagon bal Shev Yaakov. We'll know who the Shev Yaakov is. Brought down all the boys again. Shekal ha'oisek ba Torah be Megillah delayla. Anyone who's oisek in Torah between the Megillah by night, le Megillah de Yomama, to the Megillah in the daytime, muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. He is muftach, he's guaranteed that he's a ben olam haba. Kach kibalti stam v'tamala yadana. I don't know the reason. This is what the Chasam Sefer writes. He's mekabel from the Shev Yaakov. There's a greater inyan. So there could be a mailat of a person afterwards to sometime find a time and place to learn a little bit, whether it's after the Megillah or any time or before the Shachris, whatever it is, there's a greater inyan in the mekabel Chasam Sefer. Next nekuda is Purim Day. We've got one of the five times to wake up early. Is, right, you've got Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Purim, and Hoshana Rabbah. Soif Tevos of Avraham. Vayashkim Avraham. It comes from the Kadmonim. Soif Tevos of Hoshana Rabbah for the Aleph of Avraham. Tisha B'Av, Soif Tevos of Ba'av is base of Avraham. And so on. Yom Kippur, the Reish, is the Reish of Avraham. The Hay Rosh Hashanah. And Purim, the Soif Tevos of Purim, is Mem, is of Avraham. Vayashkim Avraham, then your Rabbah says, that's Inyan these 5 days, as Taka brought in the posting, these 5 days to wake up early. There's an Inyan, let's say you wake up for the 8 o'clock minyan usually, so you get up for the course to 8 minyan, whatever it is, to wake up a bit earlier. There's a Maila on Purim to wake up early. And, okay, well, Shem, we'll have to ready, wow, it's already quick. Well, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we've got a lot to say. Shkoyah. Shkoyah,
Rabbah. Very good evening. Here, I'll wait there.